Hi, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and Living Local, and brought to you by Bank ESB.
Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and here is your host for this episode of Business Talk. He's the editor and associate publisher of Business West. Here's George O'Brien.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local. We have a great show for you today. Before we get to it, though, let's have a message from this month's sponsor, Bank ESB.
Bank ESB is here for local business. As a local bank, we provide everything you need to thrive around here, including personalized guidance and business products like free checking and cash management services. Unlock your potential and learn more at bankesb.com/business. Member FDIC DIF.
Okay, we are back to Business Talk. I'm George O'Brien, editor of Business West Magazine. We are talking today with Dave Gadair. He's the president and CEO of Mass Hire Holyoke. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing well. How about you, George?
I'm doing well, about as well as anybody can be, given the circumstances. Happy to have you with us here today. Dave is one of many people in the region involved with Mass Hire. We're going to talk specifically today about, let's go ahead and call it a workforce crisis, if you will, labor shortage, lots of names that have been put to this. So we've been talking about it a lot lately, and that's for a good reason. This is the overriding issue facing employers in Western Massachusetts today. We wanted to talk to Dave. Dave, you were the, the mastermind behind that giant job fair last month, the virtual job fair. We want to talk a little bit about that. And then we want to talk about what we learned from that event about this workforce situation and what we can expect moving forward, especially as those federal unemployment benefits run out, which they have run out now as we speak. How much is that a factor in what we're going to see moving forward and whether the situation is going to improve or not? So first of all, start by talking about that job fair. This is the biggest virtual job fair in the state, in the country, in the world. This was huge.
It was. It kind of caught us off guard by how large it got. We did a week-long virtual job fair in response to the kind of the hiring needs of businesses throughout the state. We ended up with 1,702 companies and 17,264 job seekers. Over the course of the week, they exchanged 21,046 resumes, and we had 1,387,327 visits to actual company booths. So we felt like we at least got the mass of what we were trying to do. What we're working on now is doing all the follow-up to find out how much of that actually turned into jobs, job offers and hires. And we're getting that information back from the companies as we speak. And it looks like it was a pretty successful event. We feel good about it.
So talk some more about the types of companies today. I guess that probably represents every sector of the economy if you had 1,702 employers there.
Yeah, we tried to get is we did 2 days of kind of just open market, not specific to any sector. And then we had 3 days kind of dedicated to specific sectors. The first one being kind of cornered by healthcare. The second day was more manufacturing. And then the last day was more business services and IT. And we got those sectors really from the regional blueprints that were done by the economic development councils across the state. So we tried to get as many different types of companies as we could and as many different types of jobs as we could. Obviously, there's entry-level jobs, but there are also many executive-level jobs and everything in between. So it was a pretty all-encompassing kind of event. That was the intent, to be as inclusive as possible. And now we're very much in the going to school on the event and trying to learn how we could do it better. And we will probably starting to roll out some more industry-specific or regionally-specific job fairs in the next few months. Mm-hmm.
So I know the results aren't in yet. Just based on your comments earlier and what you kind of indicated, it sounds like you think this event was successful. How do you define success in this case?
That's such a great question. When we first proposed this to the Secretary of Labor and Workforce Development and to the governor, our biggest debate was trying to figure out that very question. What's going to make it successful? The governor very much wanted to make it as wide a swath as possible and get as many people to job openings as we could. And I think in that sense, it was successful. I do think there were times when we could have managed the platform a little better. The search process didn't work as well as we hoped, and we've made recommendations to fix that. And I think we could have easily been more specific on the industries. You could easily spend a week on healthcare alone. And given our time, we didn't really have time to do that, but that's why we're going back and looking at what's next and how can we really take this hiring opportunity and turn it into real jobs for real people and help real companies. So that's why we're kind of going to school on it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings me to, my next line of questioning. This is a labor shortage / workforce crisis that doesn't seem to have any logical answers to it. It hasn't been following the kind of path that a lot of people thought. The last jobs report that just came out was very disappointing. It seems as though every employer in this state is looking for help, and it would seem logical to think that there are a whole lot of people looking for work. And still we have this mismatch where their jobs are not being filled. The problem continues, and in some cases, it's even worse than it was a few months ago. So that leaves us kind of figuring out or trying to exactly what's behind this problem and what are we looking at for the short term and the long term. A lot of speculation about those federal unemployment benefits and whether they are at the root cause of all this. I think some employers want to just put all the blame on that or most of it, but it seems like there are many other factors involved here. Is that right?
Yes. I think the benefits do have gone away. Technically, this is the last week that people who are getting federal benefits will get a check. So we won't have a real indicator of the need until next week when people actually don't get a check. I think that's going to be significant. But I also think there are other things at play here. I do think that job seekers have realized that they're in a bit of a buyer's market right now. They are in high demand, so they are asking for higher wages than what most companies are offering or can offer, and that's a business problem. I also think that the surge in the pandemic has brought a whole new level of concern that people are afraid to go out into the workforce. And a couple of months ago, I thought that was going away, and now here we are again. And then that has all the ripple effects attached to it, like childcare and transportation and all of that. And then you have the whole, I think, very real onset of people learning and businesses learning that remote work is now not just a luxury, it's a reality. And people are redefining how they do work. So put all of that together and have it all happen at the same time, and then not knowing whether we can get control of the pandemic or not, it really still is a volatile marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was volatile before the pandemic in a lot of ways. I talked to many employers before the pandemic and people like you as well. I mean, there was, a lot of people think if we can just go back to 2019, we'll be okay. 2019, I don't have to tell you this because you're in the business. That wasn't great either. There were a lot of people looking for workers and just not able to make good matches. So, going back to 2019 isn't going to solve all the problems either. Do we have any sense for just when this situation, when that pendulum might start to swing back. That's what everybody wants to know here.
Well, I wish I could, I wish I had a crystal ball on that one. I mean, I do feel like in the next couple of months, as we get into the holiday season, and that becomes a hiring season as well, we're going to start to see some of that churn that we're used to. How it translates, I don't really know. I do know that many businesses, just like my business, is very much looking at kind of the space they need because we can do a lot more virtually than we used to. So people are kind of redesigning their business plans. And that might have an impact on things like wages and remote opportunities and stuff like that. So I think that we really have to watch closely the next couple of months. But I also think you're exactly right. It's not just a return to before the pandemic, that we were not in a full employment situation then. And we're not going to be there for a while. And I honestly can't tell you how long it's going to take, but I know that we can't just sit passively by. We have to aggressively try to match people up. And we also have to provide as much training as we can, because people are going to need different kinds of skills in this new workplace than they needed before.
Okay. You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West. We're talking to Dave Goodair. He's the president and CEO of Mast Hire Holyoke. We're talking about the employment situation in this region and beyond. And Dave, I guess I want to ask you, what should employers be trying to do in this situation? Obviously, they're trying to cope with this situation in every way that they can. A lot of them are just not in a position to raise wages, not just for the people who are looking for work and coming to them for interviews, but you know, if they raise those wages, then they probably got to raise them across the board. They're just not in a position to do that. So how can they get back in the game and fill some of these vacancies that they have?
I think you've nailed it right there. I mean, I think the problem is just maintaining their business structure as best they can. And you know, you think of the hospitality industry, and they just flat out need people to serve people to make money. And without that in place, there's not much they can do. And people are so skeptical about going back to work. Although we are starting to see the numbers start to creep up a bit, it really is about holding on as long as you can and trying to get over that hump. I do think that businesses, I mean, and again, my business is right there. We are really looking at what parts of our job can be done virtually. And there are many that can't. So, I mean, it's not like that's the only answer. But I do think it's part of it that if I'm working at the Cape right now, helping to care for my father-in-law, but I'm still working. And my job allows that. But you know, somebody who's cooking or serving or, you know, treating somebody at bedside doesn't have that flexibility. So they really have to kind of get into their business structure and really try to figure out what parts need to be in person and what parts really don't. You know, certainly a financial advisor doesn't need to be on site. They can do their work virtually. But you know, a dishwasher pretty much has to be there. So it's a struggle. It really is. And I do think that if we can get control of things like vaccinations and the pandemic, then people will be more readily available to go back to work. And then we got to really train for this new workplace system that we're talking about here and make sure that people have the skills and the technology to become good employees. It used to be that if you showed up for work, you were a good employee. Now it's you got to show up and be ready to do things that you probably didn't have to do before all of this.
Okay. Well, like you said, it is very difficult to predict what will happen. That's the question that everybody really wants the answers to. A few more weeks, a few more months. When will things start to become a little more clear?
Yeah. I mean, we're really hoping that within the next month or two, we start to see some trends that will allow us to to get people ready to be work available. We have lots of training programs, especially in Hampden County. We're always at the forefront of the state on that. And even getting people to get into the training programs is difficult. So we just have to keep banging on it and try to open as many doors as we can.
So there's just so many issues going on here. The mass retirements that happened, the great resignation, as people called it. There just seems to be a confluence of things happening all at once here. Is this an unprecedented situation in your mind, or is there anything you can draw parallels to? Or
it is really hard to draw a parallel. I've been in this business for over 30 years, and I've never seen anything quite like this. We've gone through recessions where, we had trouble matching people up, but never quite at this level, and never with that kind of health thing that is kind of bearing weight on top of all of this. So this is new, and we're going to school on it. We're trying to aggressively as possible get people ready, and we'll just have to keep doing that.
Okay. All right. Well, Dave, good luck to you with all of this moving forward, and good luck to all the employers in this area as well. This is an issue that's going to be with us for a while, the extent to which, as they say, we don't know yet. So hopefully we'll have some answers soon. So again, thank you for being on. I'll have to have you back in a few months to revisit this. So
I look forward to it. It was always a pleasure talking to you, Josh. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you again. And thank you to all listening. This is George O'Brien, editor of Business West Magazine. You've been listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local, sponsored this month by Bank ESB. We're looking forward to seeing you next time.